For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Reporters are not supposed to be part of the story, but in this case, I hope you'll forgive me for breaking the fourth wall, because for this story, all of us privileged enough to call ourselves journalists are in the middle of the story. And we have a problem.
A couple lessons from the journalists is that they're really unprepared for deepfakes.
Andrea Hickerson is the dean of the School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of South Carolina. And she's talking about some rather far-reaching research that she and some colleagues from the Rochester Institute of Technology in New York have been doing. They're looking into how news reporters deal with maybe the biggest threat to public trust that anyone alive today may see, deep fakes, staged or altered videos so convincing that you might just believe that a mayor is really bragging about trafficking drugs, or a president is confessing to treason, or something even more dangerous than politics.
What if it is the head of the CDC making an announcement about a vaccine or a pharmaceutical executive making an announcement about a vaccine that's been a deep fake? People are going to have false conclusions based on what they see. They might change their mind. They might be affected emotionally by what they see, or maybe they'll change their behaviors. That's very disconcerting.
Hickerson and her colleagues are developing and testing a software they call Deepfake, and they're only testing it with journalists because we're the ones who are going to get to use it.
I think it's really important that the tool is built intentionally for journalists. There are so many tools out there that are theoretically for journalists to make their lives easier and help with reporting, but very few of them catch on. And I think that's often because they're developed in laboratories and not in collaboration with the people actually using them. And we feel like it's really important to create something that actually helps and isn't inadvertently going to get turned into something to spread misinformation. Because, yeah, anybody could spread misinformation, but if a journalist does it, they have a larger audience to kind of magnify the how quickly that can happen.
At its simplest, Deepfake is an AI-driven software that inspects videos at an almost molecular level. It looks for things that aren't right, things that might be imperceptible to a human, maybe a fraction of a second misfire in lip sync, maybe something different about the sound of a voice. Right now, deepfakes and their dollar store cousins cheapfakes are still fairly easy to pick up. The tech is just a bit clunky. But here's the great and horrifying thing about technology. It improves.
There might be these visual cues that something is not quite right, but those are going away. So the technology for all these deepfakes is constantly getting better over time.
And here's the great and horrifying thing about journalists. We always think we're ahead of the curve.
A lot of journalists aren't aware of how far the technology has come.
This is John Shrawardi, an RIT engineering student who's helping to design Deepfake. He's interviewed numerous journalists, including some national TV reporters, to find out what they know about deepfake technology. And like I said, we have a problem.
They're not aware of how good these videos can be, which is kind of scary because they might receive something really good and say, this doesn't look like a deepfake, it's fine, and publish it.
Yeah, that is scary because public trust is the only currency news agencies have, and we can't break it because we think we're right. So what the U of SC RIT team is trying to do is not just offer a tool to reporters, they're also trying to wake us up, and in a way that allows us to get ahead of dangerously convincing misinformation that has implications we might not yet even understand. The team is smoothing out the edges on deepfake, and the tech could be ready to roll out by the end of next year. That smoothing involves running reporters through a Dungeons & Dragons-like game where we're presented scenarios about possible deepfakes and given consequences for every action or inaction we decide. And I was actually the first reporter to run through it. Find out how it went and learn a whole lot more about deepfake on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.